You smell smoke in the studio, Pinto, or what? You're sniffing the air like you smell something. Is there something exploding in the KFGO studio?
Well, not. Yeah, no.
Are we on the air? Is there smoke rising out?
No, we're good.
Everything okay?
We're all right.
You're looking around like there should be something burning or something. Al Murray's going to come rushing in here now that I'm saying this.
As fast as he
moves. There's nothing happening in the studio. Everything's okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. You're...
Don't alarm him.
No, I won't.
We don't want to alarm our engineer.
You're alarming me, saying that you smell something in the studio. I just want to make sure we're not on fire here.
We're all good.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We spent part of the first hour, much of it, in fact, talking about the medical marijuana compromise bill that was passed by the Minnesota legislature today and will be signed into law by Governor Mark Dayton. And one of the names that I kept bringing up in that conversation was Maria Botker. And Maria has been a guest in our program a couple of times before, including a lengthy interview several weeks ago. And Maria and her family, her husband Mark and the rest of her family, live in Clinton, Minnesota. That's probably an hour and a half, 2 hours south of Fargo-Moorhead along Highway 75. And why Maria and her family have been in the news is because their daughter Greta suffers from some horrible seizures. And one of the things that helps those seizures with little Greta is one of the chemicals available in marijuana. It cuts her seizures down from a huge number to a small number and makes her quality of life much, much better. But because marijuana is not legal, medical marijuana or otherwise, in Minnesota, Maria Botker and Greta Botker and Mark Botker have had to make the very difficult decision to buy another home in Colorado and have Greta basically live in Colorado. And then one of the parents, Maria or Mark, live in Colorado with Greta while the rest of the family is back in Clinton. And it was a story that not only made KFGO, but national news outlets as well. And Maria was one of those people who was very vocal in advocating for medical marijuana in Minnesota. And she is the person who influenced me and changed my viewpoint on medical marijuana. And today, I think, is a very good day for Maria Botker, her colleagues in the medical marijuana fight, and most importantly, Greta Botker and her fellow young people and adults who suffer from a medical malady that can be helped with medical marijuana. That's a very long introduction for Maria Botker, who's standing by on the phone from Clinton, Minnesota. Maria, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show today. Is this a day for congratulations for you and your colleagues?
This is a good day. I wouldn't say congratulations. I want to see Governor Dayton's signature and have it nice and dry before I'm going to celebrate too much. But every step forward like this is a small celebration in our family, definitely.
Do you have some indication that Governor Dayton may not sign it? Because he has indicated that he will sign the bill. Are you still a little nervous?
No,
just natural nervousness?
Yeah, I think just natural nervousness. You know, Mike, we've been through such highs and lows with this process and people saying that, yeah, I'll sign that. Or, oh, no, I'm not going to sign that. And, you know, I can support that. But, oh, I can't. So it's been, I just really am someone that when this is affecting our lives this significantly, I just, the final signature will cause the greatest amount of relief for us.
So the bill that has been passed by the legislature and Dayton says he will sign, and again, we'll hold out and we'll cross our fingers that he'll do that. It would set up 8 distribution sites around the state and allow qualified patients to access the drug in oil, pill, and vapor form. And some of the things, the medical maladies that would be allowed to use marijuana would be seizures, pain from cancer, Tourette syndrome, and things like that.
Right.
If this becomes the law of the land in Minnesota, is this a good bill? Are you satisfied with this? Will this help Greta and her other people, her colleagues, if you will, who can get help from medical marijuana?
I have every faith that it will. I'm very glad that, you know, the House and the Senate came together on this, because really both bills were good, but they needed to come with this compromise bill. And with compromise, it doesn't allow for everything. And so obviously my heart goes out to, you know, those people that maybe weren't included in this. But I have to tell you that from a couple months ago, Mike, where we were sitting, to right now, I think the biggest message is that we have got a lot to be thankful for. Because this was pretty much dead in the water not that long ago. And us parents rallied, and we fought hard, and we kept the push on continually, and still are, and to get to a point where we are today. And I have to say that this is the strictest and safest bill in the nation. This is what we're hearing from people that are studying this, you know, these bills across the nation. So I think that there's so much to be proud of here. Do I think that this is all-inclusive? No. Do I think that this is a tremendous first step in the right direction? Absolutely. Will it help Greta? Yes, it will.
Well, and that was my next question, is in its form that the bill is now, will it specifically help Greta? And if it becomes law on July 1st, 2015, will that stop your family from having to commute back and forth to Colorado?
That will stop it. Absolutely.
Then I think it's a day to be very happy then, Maria. I know that you're holding your cards close to your vest, but it's a day to be very happy for you.
It's a great day. It's a great day, without a doubt, Mike. You know, I just, this is huge. And like I said, it's been through such hurdles that the day that it's truly signed, and really for our family, the day that Greta can be in our home in Minnesota, getting medical cannabis that she deserves here in Minnesota, that will be our ultimate celebration, without a doubt. This is a great day, though. Don't let me take away from that at all. This is a wonderful day. It's just, it comes with great emotion for me, but also comes with, you know, understanding that there's some of our political family of parents and patients that maybe didn't get all that they wanted in there. And as a nurse, you know what? I'd like to see some other conditions covered in there. But these are things that we can work on. So I am extremely grateful for what has gone on today, definitely.
Maria Bodker of Clinton, Minnesota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, talking about the medical marijuana bill that was passed today by the Minnesota legislature. Maria, just to reiterate, cause there's already skeptics out there. I'm already getting messages, sure, they say they can't smoke it. They say they can't get high off it, but I bet they can somehow, some way, Mike. Be clear with us. In the pill form, in the oil form, in the vapor form, will people be able to get their hands on medical marijuana and get high off it in a recreational way?
Oh, that's crazy. You know, remember that there's different types of medical marijuana that are going to treat different conditions. Okay, Greta's type, she gets it in oil form. It would give no one ever a high, ever. Now, the type that, you know, cancer patients are going to need, strips patients are going to need, you know, severe muscle spasms people are going to need a higher THC level. So they have that opportunity to have a little bit of a high with it, but that's necessary for them to have their pain control. So it is really going to be a balance of, okay, the manufacturer that comes into the state and the different types of cannabis that they can make out of the plants that they're growing. So am I worried about kids off the street grabbing this and getting high off it? It is going to be so unbelievably hard to get their hands on it. Can it be done? Cripes, I'm sure there is some way that a kid could get their hand on it. Do I think that we have one of the safest and most secure bills, though? Absolutely. And you know what? A lot of law enforcement representatives that are in the House and Senate, they're even pleased with this bill. So, you know, we really have taken great steps to make it as safe and secure as possible by limiting the amount of distribution sites and limiting the number of manufacturers. When you think of, you know, like someone said today, when you think of how easy it is, how many pharmacies are there around? How many places can you go and, you know, get these narcotics that are way more dangerous than medical marijuana is. It's, and it's so easy for people to get these things. Well, you think of only having 8 sites in the state where you can access this. Very secure. Not to mention the patient registry part of it, where you have to be part of this registry program. It's huge. That's a huge security piece. It's not easy to get this stuff. It's not easy to get it out in Colorado either. But it's very, very safe bill, and that's wonderful.
Well, and I was going to say, I've never smoked marijuana in any way, shape, or form. I'm fairly confident that if I wanted to smoke recreational pot today, that I could probably have some in my hands by later tonight or tomorrow at the latest, because I don't think it's that hard to get a hold of. If somebody's looking for a recreational high, is what I'm saying, they can get their hands on pot in Minnesota and every other state in the nation.
Absolutely. You know, they're not going to be interested in the oil form.
Right.
Let's put it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they're not going to. No, absolutely not.
Recreational users are not going to be interested in a pill or an oil form. That's all there's to it.
Okay.
But, you know, so that really helps the situation.
So very quickly, Maria, talk about the phone calls, talk about the information campaign, talk about the educational campaign that you and your supporters and fellow advocates brought down to St. Paul, because I've heard a couple of sound bites from even Republican conservative legislators who opposed this from the start, and they came out, Maria, and said, you know what, I just didn't know what I was talking about. And the phone calls and the emails and the information that I received changed my view on this. And one of the representatives I saw broke up in tears when he was telling the story, because it was such an upswell, groundswell of support for this bill. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Well, you know, that representative, Rod Hamilton, my sister and I actually went in, just happened to be in one of those situations. We were down at the Capitol. We just took a day, and we're just going to go knock on doors left and right. That's all we were going to do. And it wasn't just our family, but other families like ours that was doing the exact same thing, going down there and knocking on doors and talking to people. And we just happened to walk into Rod Hamilton's office, my sister and I did, because he was sitting at his desk. And we sat down and had the best conversation with him. And he will always have an unbelievably special spot in my heart, because he was against it. But he listened to us and heard our side and what the strides that Greta has made on this. And he knows I'm a nurse, and we had such a great conversation, and now he's supporting it 100%. And he spoke to those conversations on the House floor, for goodness sakes. And I sat and bawled as I was watching it online from Colorado. But the perseverance and the dedication of parents and patients and the drive that we have for this has been just incredible. And it's been daily emails to legislators and governors. It's been phone calls. It's been interviews after interviews after interviews. I mean, I think that our first interview happened with this at the end of January, and I think of how many people have been educated since that time, because parents and patients have been willing to step up to the line and share their story and get the word out there, and really in hopes of helping others across the state, really.
Maria, again, congratulations. I think it is a great day for you and your family and other families as well. And I know you mentioned earlier that you may someday have a little bit of a celebration or something in Clinton to celebrate this law being passed. And if that happens, please let us know at KFGO. I'd love to come on down and celebrate with you and your family and your friends in Clinton, okay?
It's going to be an amazing party.
Excellent.
I will invite you. All right.
Thanks so
Maria.
Much,
Mike.
Yep. Bye-bye. Yep. Maria Bodker from Clinton, Minnesota.